Nice enough to join us now, speaking of Classic Empire, is his trainer, Mark Cassie. Mark, it's Anthony and Christina here on Express Bet Radio. Thanks for taking some time out of a busy day.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Mark, first off, congratulations. Great job with Classic Empire. Talk us through what's gone on since everything seemed to go wrong in the Holy Bull earlier this year down at Gulfstream Park.
Well, you know, he wasn't himself at Gulfstream that day before, during, or after the race. And a couple of days later, we discovered that he had a really bad foot abscess. In fact, I guess it was Monday afternoon. He ran on Saturday. Monday afternoon, he couldn't even hardly walk around the shed row. On Wednesday, it busted, the pus pocket busted out of his, it was on his heel, right below his cornet band, right front. He got sound fairly quickly after that happened, and we got him back to the track and training for a while, and he seemed to be doing pretty good, and then we went to Breeze, and he aborted his Breeze. And then when he came back, Julian went to get off him. He said he nearly fell on the – he went to his knees. Julian jumped off of him, and turned out he had hurt his back pretty good. So and we went back to the drawing board with him with that. We went and we brought in a specialist that works on Olympic jumpers, and she treated his back. And we started back training him, and he just wasn't himself in South Florida. I don't know whether it was that maybe remembering what had happened to him or what. He's an extremely smart horse. And after another boarded try of reasoning, we decided our last-ditch effort was to bring him back to Ocala, where we keep a lot of our horses. He came there, and from that point on, you know, just did everything perfectly.
You mentioned that he's a smart horse. He's also a horse that has had some behavioral issues throughout his career. Do you think what he's had to deal with the last couple of months has helped the cause there? Because once again on Saturday, to the naked eye, didn't really appear like he was misbehaving. He seemed like his old self.
None whatsoever. What's funny to me is so many people said, well, he's not going to handle the crowd. He's not going to do this or that. This horse is handled now, after Oakland, three huge crowds. Anybody that's been to Keeneland on a Saturday in the spring knows how big that is, or in the fall. And he handled the Breeders' Futurity. He then went to California and handled Breeders' Cup. So, and he handled 65,000 people on Saturday with a bunch in the infield. I think he also handled a less than perfect trip. So looking at, I think to me, there's four or five horses out there that are main contenders, and watching most of them, their race, you know, previous races, nobody's got the experience that we have. And our horse has proven he can get jostled around and still run good. So I definitely wouldn't trade him for anybody.
Mark, we talked about his quirks and his head. A horse like that, it's hard enough to win these type of races, as you know, but a horse like that, how do you keep his head straight? You mentioned he's so smart. Do you try to change things up? You mentioned taking him to the farm. How do you keep him focused?
By changing things up. Exactly. When we got him to the farm, we trained him different ways each and every time. At Winding Oaks, they have two racetracks. We use both. We pulled him up in different places. We just kept him, kept his mind thinking. He was just a different horse. Once he got to Ocala and settled in, and you know, we flew him out to Oaklawn, and I think the first day he was galloping, I think a horse got loose or started running kind of head on at him, coming the wrong direction. He didn't even phase him. So when he's focusing on his game, he's a brilliant horse, and he's not. I'm really not worried about the crowd bothering him. If the crowd's bothering him, then he has other issues. It's not that.
Talking with trainer Mark Cassie, he has Classic Empire. And, you know, when you have a horse like Classic Empire, it's easy to forget. He has State of Honor, too, being pointed towards the 143rd Kentucky Derby. We'll talk about him in a minute. You got just about 2 weeks now between now and the first Saturday in May. Some other horses are going to have 4 or 5 weeks between the races. In your opinion, does that make your job easier to keep them happy for a shorter amount of time, or do you feel like because you missed some time earlier this year, maybe you have to do a little more with him to play catch-up, if you will?
My feeling, no. I actually like the 3 weeks. Like you said, others have to do more. I would be content if with galloping every day up to the race. I think probably that he went into the Arkansas Derby 90%, possibly. You know, he was fairly fit, but he's going to be a much fitter horse, in my opinion, for the Derby. So we don't really have to do anything. We just have to keep him happy and healthy, where some others have to, you know, work a little harder to keep their fitness. We don't have that worry. So I look at training horses as climbing a big mountain, and the top of the mountain is racing, and we're at the top of the mountain. So we're good. We're up there. You know, some of those others that have had a little bit of a layoff, they still have to climb up a little bit farther. We don't have to worry about that.
From the sounds of it, you said you'd be content galloping them into the race.
I didn't say that.
Any idea what it will be?
That's not necessarily. We're probably going to give him some kind of easy breeze. We haven't decided yet, but it'll come about a week out. But I can tell you this: if anybody's looking for something spectacular, they're not going to get it.
Mark, you mentioned...
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
What's that? I said that we worked him 2 weeks out of the Arkansas Derby, and we put a very strong work into him the 2 weeks and 3 weeks out. And then I said, look, guys, we're going to come back, and we're going to breeze him, but it's not going to be anything special, and it wasn't. He went a half and 50 and change and just kind of galloped along. You're going to see the same thing. He's not going to give you anything spectacular.
Mark, you mentioned some of the others in the race. We'll have to work a little bit harder to come back from layoffs and things, certain things they have to overcome. But who are you worried about?
I would say that probably Irish War Cry. I think him, and you know, Always Dreaming. Those guys have them. They know how to have them ready. They'll have them ready. Luckily, this year the toughest guy there is out there to beat. Unfortunately for him, lucky for the rest of us, is Bob. And it doesn't. I feel bad that Bob. Well, I don't really feel that bad. Bob's won enough. I love Bob. I have the utmost respect for him, and I'm kind of glad he doesn't have anything we have to run against.
Yeah, of course, Bob Baffert is who Mark is referring to, who's won this Derby on 4 different occasions. So yeah, when you got a guy who's won 4 of these things, not involved this year, it certainly would seemingly make your task a little easier. We talked very briefly, mentioned State of Honor. How's he doing? I know you have Jose Lascano going to be aboard for the first time, I believe. I don't think he's ridden him before.
No, he hasn't. But we've
ran,
had great
ran
success
well.
With. And we've had great success with Jose, so. He's doing very well. He had a nice, easy breeze last week, and he'll have he's a different horse now. He's coming off a much longer, he's had a lot more time between races. So he'll have a little more serious breeze at the end of the week.
Before we let you go, Mark, yesterday had to be a pretty bittersweet day for you. The queen of the American turf, Tepin, retired. Mm-hmm. What was the biggest factor into it? Is just she's done enough time to go home and be a mama?
You know, it wasn't bittersweet at all. It allows us now to just sit back and look at all the things she accomplished. And it was time. It was time. And we said all along that when it was time and when she told us she didn't want to do it anymore, we were going to call it a day. And she went back, she went back to Churchill, and she was happy, but not as happy as she'd been before. And it just seemed to be the right time. And I feel very blessed to have trained her. I'm ready. I'm happy for her. She can go on to her new life, and she deserves a great life.
Absolutely.
Well, you did a fantastic job with her. Fantastic job with Catch a Glimpse last year. La Coronel, an explosive winner of the Appalachian last year. No absence of good turf fillies in your barn right now, and it helps when you have the probable favorite for the Kentucky Derby coming on the heels of his first nomination.
I think we have a pretty good filly in the Oaks, too. Salty's training extremely well. I know Richard Mandela's filly will be tough, and Wayne Catalano's Farrell will be tough, but we're extremely high on Salty, so we think we have a good shot to win the Oaks as well, but we'll see.
Well, there you go. There you go. Oaks Derby Double, perhaps up for induction into the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame, a finalist for the Eclipse Award last year. Guns blazing right now at the Mark Cassie Barn. Mark, thanks for joining us this afternoon, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you over the course of the next few weeks.
Well, you guys, thanks for having me, and have a great evening.